Peterson, in his paraphrase of the New Testament, the Message, puts that part of the gospel this way. Do you think I came to smooth things over and make everything nice? Not so. I've come to disrupt and confront. Or as Luke put it, do you think that I've come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Well, that's a great passage to come back from vacation and to preach on. This Sunday is one of those Sundays when my Greek professor at Sewanee, Dr. Reese, would throw his arms over the pulpit and declare, "There's not much good news in the scripture today." I confess that I'm tempted to do that. I'm also tempted to just skip over this gospel passage and to go to some feel-good scripture. His eye is on the sparrow sort of thing. I'm reminded of a man named Wilbur Reese. I think I've told you this before, who wrote, "I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please. Not enough to explode my soul or disturb my sleep, but enough to equal a cup of warm milk or a snooze in the sunshine. I don't want enough of God to make me love an enemy or pick beets with a migrant. I want ecstasy, not transformation. I want the warmth of the womb, not a new birth. I want a pound of the eternal in a paper sack. I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please." Now, that's about as much God as most of us want, about as much God as most of us can stand. Enough to make us feel good, to make us comfortable, but not to challenge us. I'm afraid we get more than our $3 worth of God in today's gospel reading. Because the gospel for today challenges us and discomforts us. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Jesus is letting those around him know that following him will not be easy, and that the gospel, the good news, will not always bring peace. He's telling them, and he's telling us, that if we think it's easy to follow him, think again. Following him is not just about sitting in a comfortable pew on a Sunday morning and reciting the prescribed prayers. And you and I know that. Deep down, we know that. We've experienced it in our own church. One of the advantages, or perhaps disadvantages, of being my age is that I've experienced and been through a lot of turmoil in the church. Stop and think about it. I'm not sure there has been such division in the Episcopal Church since the time of the Reformation. Go back in time and recall all of the strife and division that this church has experienced. Way back in the 70s, we had prayer book revision. And today, that doesn't seem like such a big deal, but let me tell you, it was then. People left the church in droves, and they formed new Anglican churches. Or in the 80s, we had the ordination of women. Again, turmoil. Splitting of the church. Lots and lots of people left them, and more new churches were formed. And I hear Jesus say, "Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." And then later on, the ordination of an openly gay bishop, which really split the church. And we hear Jesus say, "Do you think that I have come to bring peace? No, I tell you, division." And most recently, the blessing of same-sex unions in our church and more division. And we lost parishioners right here at St. Thaddeus. And we hear Jesus say, "Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." So you and I have experienced the truth of which Jesus spoke. If we follow Jesus, we will have discord and differences in our families and in our churches. The question for us is how we respond to the divisions that happen in our lives and in our church. Or let's think beyond church. During this election year, which I always likened to a circus coming to town, we find our nation deeply divided. And the question arises, how do we follow Christ in politics? Again, I'm of an age that's helpful to recall that we've seen it worse before. Remember the civil rights struggle of the 60s and 70s? The Freedom Riders, the lunch counter sit-ins, Rosa Parks, Selma, Alabama, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And Jesus says, "Do you think that I've come to bring peace to the earth? I tell you, rather, division." Or I recall 1968, I was in seminary at the time, and it seemed that things were falling apart. The center wouldn't hold. Dr. King killed in Memphis. I marched in Atlanta at his funeral with 100,000 others. Robert Kennedy murdered in Los Angeles. Riots in the streets of Chicago during the Democratic National Convention. Distress was the order of the day. And we hear Jesus say, "Do you think that I've come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." And today, in the midst of the election campaigns, we see that politically there are friends and neighbors, fellow parishioners who hold different points of views. Those folks must be respected rather than simply condemned. You and I make a promise at every baptism to strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. And how do we respect the dignity of every human being? Do we? Really? There are Christians on both sides of the political issues of our day. And to follow Jesus means acknowledging that he brings not peace, but division. The late Alan Jones, Dean of Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, reminded us that it is important that we remember that there is no greater pathology in religion than that of confusing one's own will with God's. We must be wary of the "God is on our side" rhetoric. When Jesus confronted people, it always meant a choice. The choice was between old attachments and the new life. It was a difficult choice then, and it is for us now. I don't know about you, but I'm always tempted to ask in Ree's words for a pound of the eternal in a paper sack. For $3 worth of God, please. That's why in today's gospel, Jesus confronts us with the reality that he comes not to bring peace, but division. When I began this sermon, I said it was hard to see good news in today's scripture. I think I misspoke. There is good news here, but you have to look for it. And I discovered it as I wrote this sermon. Jesus knew that if he is followed, there would be divisions in families, in politics, in religion. But, when he is followed, he becomes our peace. That's the good news. He is our unity. He is our peace when he comes first in our lives. Amen.